Israeli tanks and troops moved back into the West Bank city of Ramallah today, just hours before Prime Minister Ariel Sharon is due to meet President Bush here in Washington. Palestinian doctors said one Palestinian was killed and two wounded in an exchange of fire. Yesterday, Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat announced a new streamlined cabinet, but then canceled today's inaugural meeting because of the raid on Ramallah. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
Palestinian witnesses said about two dozen Israeli tanks and armored vehicles entered Ramallah in the pre-dawn darkness and took over most of the city. The witnesses also reported helicopter and machine gun fire. Palestinian officials said the tanks surrounded Arafat's headquarters and Palestinian radio stopped broadcasting. Israel radio reported troops also took over a police station, arresting about 30 policemen, and a building housing Arab television stations as well as the Reuters news agency. Most of Ramallah was placed under curfew. An Israeli army spokesman said the operation was aimed at arresting militants. Palestinian Information Minister Yasser Abed Rabo said the incursion showed Israel was trying to undermine the Palestinian Authority as it was trying to carry out reforms. In a news conference yesterday, Abed Rabo announced a new, streamlined Palestinian cabinet with the number of ministers cut from 31 to 21. Abed Rabo said the new finance minister, a former World Bank official, will carry out economic reforms. He also noted the new post of interior minister, to be filled by General Abdel Razak Yahya, who will be in charge of the security forces.
The Palestinian government will be able to control the security spheres and to unite all the security services that deal with the internal security under one ministry, which is the Ministry of Interior.
CIA Director George Tenet was in the region earlier this month to discuss streamlining the nine often rival branches of the security services. Planning Minister Nabil Shaath says the new cabinet will enable the security forces to do more to stop Palestinian attacks on Israelis.
What we are doing, hopefully, will lead to a more effective control of the security situation so that people resist the occupation but do not go on their own into suicidal operations against civilians, which has been really very damaging to our cause. So this is part of their duty.
Overnight, Palestinian security forces arrested the leader of the Islamic Jihad movement, Sheikh Abdallah Shami, and 14 other Islamic Jihad activists in Gaza. The Islamic Jihad claimed responsibility for last week's suicide bombing in northern Israel. But Israeli officials said they were skeptical that the new cabinet would mean real change in the Palestinian Authority. Zalman Shoval is an advisor to Prime Minister Sharon.
This is part, you know, of the make-believe in order to impress the Americans. We have seen a sort of reshuffle, but the problem is not the reshuffling. The problem is the reshuffler. And as long as Arafat is on top of things, he doesn't really want peace. He's the problem.
That criticism was echoed by some Palestinians who had hoped for more wide-ranging reforms. Hatem Abdel Kader, one of the leaders of Arafat's Fatah movement in the West Bank, said he was disappointed with what he called Arafat's cosmetic changes. He said Arafat should appoint a prime minister to share power. Israeli officials say that's one of the issues Prime Minister Sharon will raise with President Bush today. Sharon has been seeking a way to sideline Arafat, saying that as long as the Palestinian leader is in control, there can be no peace process. Palestinian officials say there will be elections for a new Palestinian president early next year, but Palestinian analysts say an Arafat victory is a foregone conclusion. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.